I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
So we almost didn't record the podcast today because I walked into Bridget's apartment with like a tornado of energy.
With like 18 baggages.
Baggages?
You know, just like things to unpack for a minute.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I have to do this, and I need to get this done. And
then in pretty short order, you kind of took care of all of them. And then Brooke was like, we can record. It was amazing.
Ha ha ha. Anxiety is fun. Ha ha ha.
Well, full disclosure, I accidentally watched next week's episode today. So I'm going in blind as a baby bat.
Oh, my God. My friend Chris once called bats.
Bats aren't blind.
Rat. What is it? Like rat angels?
That's pretty good. Bats are amazing.
Do you like bats?
I wouldn't like really want to interact with them super often, but...
Oh, I don't like them.
Oh, I love them conceptually, you know?
Why?
They're just like, I don't know. They're like night birds, you know? They're just...
They're rat angels.
Yeah.
Do you...
I loved the book Stella Luna as a kid so much that I think that just imprinted deeply in me.
Yeah, I'm more of a Bunnicula girl, as we've mentioned.
As we know.
You know, nothing like a vampire bunny. I love something that appears cute but is actually horrifyingly dangerous.
Oh, yes.
Like me. Wink.
Winky, winky.
Here we are. We out here, fam.
Here in Brooklyn again on my bed, which is my favorite place.
Honestly... I like it.
Yeah, I like it that you like it because you've been coming here so much and it makes my life good.
It's good. It's good.
We are once again getting burritos. We are ladies of habit.
We are a rice-based. I've had rice-based meals.
Back in the habit of burritos.
The past three nights.
Nice. What were they?
I had sushi last night. Oh, no. The night before, Lily and I made pasta.
Oh, yum.
We made Roman pasta.
Oh,
I was telling
what
her.
What does that mean?
Like pasta that from Rome.
Oh.
So we made cacio e pepe and we made a matriciana.
Oh, I also just you saying those words made me.
Well, I was telling Lily, she's like, what do you want for dinner? I was like, honestly, just looking at you makes me want pasta. So
could there be anything better in a friend?
I was like, I'm Pavlovian trained to
eat pasta.
Eat pasta. And so, but Lily honestly did most of the cooking.
Better.
All I really got to do was salt the water. And even that.
That is a
I
crucial
was like,
step.
I know, integral. I was like, Lily, can I salt the water? And she's like, not yet. I was like, Lily, can I salt the water?
Are we there yet, Mom?
And we listened to the entirety of the Drowsy Shepherd soundtrack.
Yes. Yeah. But of course.
It was glorious.
What a charming evening.
It was really nice. It took us a while. We ate. We watched the musical episode of Riverdale.
Oh, shit. I've heard many things, have not watched any of this new season yet.
It is just out of control.
The shoulder shrug you just did told me so much.
Well, it's just like I learned that I like this one song from Carrie the Musical like very much a lot.
Worth
I was like
watching for that.
It's kind of weird how perfectly they all align to the characters in Carrie. And also in my head, Dylan Sprouse was like, nah, dude, I will not sing on this because his character doesn't sing at all. And I was just like, is it Cole or Dylan? Cole.
It's Cole.
Okay. Sorry to the Sprouse twins. Cole Sprouse was, I'm just literally like, they were like, okay, so we're going to do this musical episode. And he was like, here's my contract. No.
That would be me. Truly.
Same.
Except not. Breets. Pause.
Oh. Yes. We can't really eat while we record, though.
No, but I just will grab them.
Yeah, no, of course. Brooke's Corner. It's been a minute. So the front door to my building is broken. And sometimes it opens and sometimes it doesn't. And so every time I buzz myself into my apartment, I don't know if I actually will get into my own apartment. I just have to pull really hard. So anyone walking down the street, it looks like I am breaking into my own building. And you would think that someone would have called someone by now, but it hasn't seemed to be fixed yet. And so, like, one time we were locked into the apartment building and every time. But sometimes it works. It's very confusing.
Welcome. Hi.
Yeah, that was a monologue.
I say Burr. You say Ito. Burr.
Ito.
Burr.
Ito.
That's what we have.
Hey, Bridget.
Hey, bro. Hi, everybody.
Welcome to Splat, the podcast, where me, Brooke.
And me, Bridget.
Talk about Sex in the city. 10 years younger.
And 20 years later.
I did it.
You did.
Hey,
guys.
I have been developing this weird accent where my vowels have gotten longer and my O's specifically. So words like, I'll say things like college.
It's the New York thing.
College.
Do you do the A thing yet?
The Midwestern thing?
No, the thing that like Dylan does. Leah Harris.
Oh, I do that because of Lily.
See, that makes sense.
Dylan and I played Bananagrams.
Nice.
The other night, and it was just like a really mild, tepid game of Bananagrams. It was just, it took me back.
I was going to say that's like a real flashback. I was thinking about how in the very first episode we recorded when I talked about what I thought my hybrid was, I was like, I think I'm a Carrie Samantha.
Miranda Samantha.
Sorry, Miranda Samantha. Yes. Wow. Whew. Yeah. 100%.
I have harnessed all that energy.
Yeah, not trying to jack your Carrie.
Oh, I'm giving her away.
Just by the bushel.
I'm having a garage sale. Take these,
take these obscenely large flowers off my hands. Take these weird pearls from the one episode.
I can't wait for you this to see. She's wearing this pin in this episode that I can't wait to discuss.
I'm very excited. But I think you at the time were like, I don't think I've ever really seen you, Samantha. I'm having a hard time. I would just like to say my Samantha moon is rising.
Yeah, it's really exciting.
It's happening. It's fun. And I feel like I'm really excited to talk about next week's episode that I watched.
This week's episode, you'll get to talk about it a little bit too.
Cool. I have a I'm excited.
I'm excited for you. Do we have any other like housekeeping things like things that we need to discuss or announce?
Do we?
Has anything
Have you achieved any more teaching licenses? Oh, hey, actually, guess what Brooke did today?
Oh, you guys, I taught my very first yoga sculpt class.
That was, literally so relevant. Wonderful. I'm so glad we came back around. She did it.
I did it at 5:30.
You're getting week by week plays of Brooke.
5:30 this morning, I taught my first yoga class and it didn't suck. My playlist is really good. Yeah.
Genius.
So if you guys want my playlist, find me on hashtag Spotify.
Let's add that.
I'm just kidding. I'll text it to you. I don't think my Spotify is public because Lord knows no one needs to know what I listen to.
Lord knows. Every time I say that, I'm thinking of Lord, our Savior.
Jesus.
Nope. Just stick an E on there.
Lord.
My girl.
Ugh, we will never be royals, Bridget.
That's true. The hard feelings loveless is like the perfect encapsulate. Have you heard it?
No.
Off of her album. Okay.
I love her album.
Me too. You've definitely heard it. You might just not know which one.
Yeah. I've also really gotten into I don't know how to say it and I'm sorry. Haim. Haim.
Yeah, I think Haim's right.
I don't know if it's Haim or Haim.
I'm pretty sure it's Haim.
Could you guys let me know?
Yeah. Hit us up.
What else? Anything
music is so good.
Music is so good. Mm-hmm. Bless up for music.
Truly.
I just like to pour one out for music. I've been really lame and I've been losing a lot of things. My brain is like on another planet.
It's funny how that becomes, it's like a mindset you get into. It doesn't seem like it should be, but I'm that way too. Like if I lose something, I'm going to lose two other things probably.
Yeah. And I found two of the three things that I couldn't find.
Ugh.
And this one is probably, well, they're all pretty valuable. So.
Hey, fun.
I'm just.
But you never know. Also, most of the really, I've lost a few valuable things to the world. Many of them I found like months later.
Oh my God. I found like four t-shirts or four shirts that I've been looking for, I'm not exaggerating, 3 years that were tucked in the back of my dresser. And I don't know how I stumbled upon them. I literally have bruises.
It's also crazy because you've like moved with them and
twice,
stuff.
Two moves.
Wow.
I can't, I haven't figured out how to like take my drawers out. So I have to like, so I have bruises on my arm from like trying closing to snake my drawer on myself. But I found this shirt that I really loved and I was
I was going to say, have I ever seen this before?
This is from Italy.
Oh, it's really good. Brooke's wearing a sweatshirt that says, my mom says no.
Here's in the Stranger Things font. And I have a toothpaste stain on it that I can't get out.
It's so cute.
Yeah.
We love it.
My mom says no, but I say, okay. So we're about to
embark.
Fly blind.
Fly blind. Fly with some echolocation like bats.
Fly blog, blah, blog, blue blog.
We are always in the interest of being 100% correct here in the things we say off the cuff with no thought. This episode is called Defining Moments.
What do you think it's like to be on the cuff?
Slippery.
Really?
I don't know. They're rounded usually.
Interesting. Okay, so first off, I just have to talk to us really quickly about Craig Bierko. So the first thing you see is like the second guest star in this show, in this episode, it's Chris Noth, so you know that Big is going to be around.
That always makes me a little bit like, all right, settle in. Because I know that's all Carrie's going to be talking about.
Settle in, girls. That's from Shrek the Musical.
Fuck yes.
Even if it's not.
Oh my God. As of tomorrow, Shrek will be on Netflix.
So see, I know what I'm see doing this weekend.
Thank you.
And I saw Craig Bierko, and you might know Craig Bierko from the hit Lifetime series Unreal. You might also know Craig Bierko as Harold Hill in the revival of The Music Man.
And if you're Brooke, that's definitely how you know him.
It is. Well, I know them from both. I'm a big Bierko fan. I'm a
a Bierzerker.
I'm a beer girl.
That's right.
Yes, Craig. Okay.
Yes, Craig.
So.
Just know that's going to come.
He's a what? He's a what? He's the music man. And he sells trombones to the kids in the town, you know?
Carrie says, someone once says that when a window opens, Big and I shut a door.
But what? That's not what she said at all.
I want to roll with it. I want to do this episode by me paraphrasing everything incorrectly. I'm going to rewrite Big and Carrie's story. Because that means they're just shutting the door right here.
Oh my God. Okay. So what she says is when one door shuts, a window opens. And so Big and Carrie's door has shut, but it has opened a window for this like weird friendship that they have.
So a breeze is blowing through, but what really happened was a window opened and a door shut. The classic phrase.
Oh my God.
We're off to a rollicking start. Hold on to your hats. Gird your girdles. Let's go. Carrie's laughing. She's cute.
Okay, so they're at a bar and they're having a great time because they're friends and there's sexual tension because it's Big.
So
and
like friends, but friends. But yeah, friends.
Quote friends.
But Carrie and Big
and
friends.
They're talking about things that have gone out of style, like dressing up and something and called a watch fob, which I'm assuming is a pocket watch.
Yeah, it's got to be something like that.
I think a fob is like the thing you open the door with.
Exactly same. It had never been better, says
Carrie. It's like,
Carrie.
It's so easy because as soon as you take expectation or labels off of things.
Oh, suddenly things become easy. Until they're not, because they're not in your head, usually. And then he whips a cigarette out from behind his ear.
Oh, he does some
magic
some
trick.
Short.
Sleight of hand? Thanks. Some short of hand?
I'm just like short distance magic.
Yes. What is precisely.
Close.
That is the colloquial, close much more common magic. Term, in fact, for sleight of hand. Close range magic. Yes, as they call it in the real magic circles.
And 35 blocks north, Charlotte and Trey are at a party, and Trey just cannot keep his hands to himself.
Also notable, Big is pulling Carrie back into all these old habits.
Is he?
Well, she does take it.
No, they're just being friends.
No, I'm saying cigarettes.
Oh, she's been smoking for months.
I mean, of course. But still, he's just, Bridget. I feel like, symbolic of that.
Months.
You're right. You're right.
And so
she says, I'm your estranged wife.
Trey's like, you look so sassy in this. And she's like, Trey, we can't do this. And he tries to fuck her in this party.
And he's like, which is my like, estranged wife has a sexy ass.
If you recall, Bridget.
I do.
Trey could not get an erection.
And then suddenly, once Charlotte wasn't his wife anymore, it was a lot hotter to him, which was super weird. And then he came on her leg.
And he came on her leg, and don't you forget it.
Don't you fucking forget it. Brooke could, if we needed, come on my leg. We did establish that very firmly.
You have to be a specific height and specific Bridget.
Exactly. Exactly. I carry the one card.
That you can honestly just like I hope you never have to.
But you know what?
But it is
again,
there.
Again, we are prepared if we need it.
And know that if and when that happens.
Girl Scouts, we are ready.
Shrek will be.
Yes. It will be.
You guys, what did you sign up for in your little ear holes?
Ooh, that was a sexy term. Ear holes. That's what everyone wants to think about. Goo, goo, goo. You love us.
You love us. I'm just thinking about ear holes.
Mm-hmm, me too. In my head, it just makes them like way long and bottomless. Just like, where would they go? Just like into your body.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Back to the game.
Fun philosophy about human anatomy. I mean, we offer a variety.
So Big and Carrie arrive at Carrie's apartment and she reaches her door and it is firmly closed.
I was not wrong about the doors being closed.
And so she's like, you don't have to walk me up. And they have this little banter about raising eyebrows, implying sex.
And he's like, I'll watch down here in case you trip.
And she's like, what's with the yeah, yeah, yeah? That's my sound.
That's good.
And he's like, oh, we can't, yeah, yeah, yeah. And she's like, no. And he's like, okay, but I'm always up for.
He says, you're the boss, but I'm always available.
For, yeah, yeah, yeah.
There it is.
And she looks back and she looks beautiful.
And he says, nighty night and yeah, yeah, yeah.
One more time.
And then she goes inside and flounces her flouncy dress in.
And then Charlotte, they're all at brunch. And look at this.
Is that an octopus pin?
Yes.
Do you remember my octopus ring? That my sister made?
Yeah.
That looks almost exactly like that, but tiny and cute.
Where is it?
It broke, very sadly. It was one of her very first prototypes, and so she hadn't figured bands out. It was like the original.
That's so
cute. It was so cute. Oh my God, that pin. Carrie's wearing an enormous octopus on her overalls, which is very splat.
Very splat. And Charlotte
good
basically.
Good pause on Miranda.
Thank you. Asking where, if they've had sex in a bathroom, and they all like.
In a restaurant bathroom, right?
Yeah. And they all sort of like. Go yes. And then she's like, what about in a coat room? And Samantha's like, this one, and Miranda's like, I'm out. And she's like, Trey and I are having sex everywhere.
Well, right, because Carrie says, are these hypothetical questions or are you asking for a reason?
She's like, remember when he couldn't get it up? Well, now he can get it up all over Manhattan.
And they say, well, this is a happy development. She says, no, it's not.
We're separated. And Miranda's like, j'accuse.
And she's like, we're supposed to be getting to know each other again. And instead, we're fucking against a hand dryer. It's confusing. And so Charlotte, who like really wanted
is
sex,
trying to
now that she's getting sex, again, wants the emotional.
Well, no, I think she's just trying to define the relationship.
Well, definitely that.
DTR. She's like, right. Are we dating? Are we married? Is he my boyfriend? Is he my lover?
I think for Charlotte, she just, it has to be a marriage for her is going to include both. And now that she's having one, she doesn't have the other.
Yeah. And she's just like, I need to know where we're going.
He's my husband. It's defined by law, but it's also blurry.
Ugh, blurriness, baby.
Yeah. And then Samantha's like, what? Bless your lucky stars.
And Carrie's like, well, what did you do? Or they're like, Carrie, what did you do? And she's like, I went to this bar with Big. And a tension comes over the
crowd.
Of
course, because they're all making eyes at each other and like, what are you doing? And can you really be friends?
She's like, we are friends. And Miranda goes in and Carrie's like, okay, Miss Lawyer.
Yeah, she says, easy, like, prosecutor.
Calm down. And she's saying, we're undefinable.
And she says, yeah, she says, I'm not sleeping with him, which is an important point because her friends kind of just assume that she is.
Yeah, and we're just hanging out and having fun.
Now that the pressure's off, we're finally just enjoying each other. It's good.
And they're all like, be careful.
Slippery slope, baby. Which is good friend advice. And you understand why they're wary. Have fun, just don't have amnesia, says Sam.
Which is so great.
And Miranda agrees with her vehemently, which I love when they really agree with Samantha.
Yes. And she's like,
I'm fine. Jeez.
And then
she's a little defensive.
She starts. And then Charlotte asks, well, are you thinking about sleeping with him? And she goes, no. But she pauses and Miranda calls her out.
Miranda says, you hesitated. And Carrie says, I was swallowing.
And then Carrie begins to. I have a lot of feelings. We'll define her and then we'll define each other. So Carrie's like, Eskimos developed like 100 words for the word snow, but we have, as a culture, developed hundreds of words for what a relationship is. And just basically what really defines a relationship. If you're hanging out with your ex lover and you're not having sex or all. She just like
presents. Or you're hanging out with your ex-husband and, or your separated husband and you only having sex.
Like what makes, what defines a relationship? Is it an emotional attachment? Is it a physical attachment? Is this only talk? I mean, I'm assuming this is only talking about romantic relationships.
Yeah, I think.
But it's like, can you, I have so much to say.
Do you want to say?
Well, I'll let you go first.
My thought is not going to be a surprise. It's what it often is with this show, which is I think the answer, Carrie likes to ask a pretty A or B question. When the answer is, I think all relationships work when they work for the people inside of them. Mm-hmm. And that looks radically different for different people. A romantic relationship can look literally opposite ends of the spectrum for different people. What matters is that the people who are in it agree to the important terms.
It's like what Steve said, only we're gonna know what happened between us.
Mm-hmm.
I love Steve. Mm-hmm. I mean it's too interesting. I'm like,
I think about that all the time, actually, that thing he said.
Yeah, I've been in a situation more than once where I will not be dating someone, but I will spend all of my time with them, and it will I won't be having sex with them. Mm-hmm. But I will feel as though mm-hmm. I am in a romantic relationship with them. On one case, I ended up dating them for 3 years.
Yeah.
And on one case, I realized that wasn't what I wanted.
I know that feeling too, yeah.
And you're just like, why? And is it limiting? And I think that's the problem that eventually presents itself for Carrie, is that when you're sort of in this like emotionally dependent relationship that isn't explicitly mm-hmm. romantic, and you come across someone who you are, like, is it limiting you from... Mm-hmm. potential partners.
I guess I'm actually kind of doing this in reverse mm-hmm. right now, because I'm in a place where I'm very much like, I do not want to be in a relationship or dating someone. And so I'm trying to figure out where the line of that is, because mm-hmm. I was at a point where I was like, okay, I won't see someone more than once a week. And then accidentally, because I just forgot I'd said that to myself. But I've been really open and communicative, which I feel like is all I can do. Mm-hmm. But it's hard because... I mean, relationship in itself and the idea of what makes it, there's this thing about like labeling things mm-hmm. same with sexuality, I've always felt like is for other people.
Yeah, I feel like labeling a relationship sometimes brings with it like mm-hmm. a sense of obligation to
a
be
set of expectations.
A certain thing, where it's like, but at the same time, if it's like an exclusivity thing mm-hmm. or just like a, I don't know, because I think there's like a, I want to be able to call this person
there's a real
mine.
Oh my gosh, yeah, there's such comfort in it,
not in like a, you know what I mean?
No, I do too, but I and that's the thing, like I feel all those things and I don't want to be ashamed of buying into that,
yeah,
because I just do want that. But also there are people who really don't feel that way, you know, and that's the thing about relationships, romantic ones in particular. I mean, what defines it is what you decide defines it.
Yeah.
And sometimes the other person doesn't agree and then that's not what's happening anymore, you know?
Yeah. I've spent a lot of time on Middle Ground Island, as I like to call it.
Mm-hmm. Which is not a fun place to be.
Middle Ground Island is not a fun place.
Because it's hard to talk about.
Because also like, and I don't feel this way so much anymore, but this one of the things I resonate a lot with Carrie is that like, and Big especially, is this like, and they're trying to figure it out and we'll see if it works or doesn't work, but like it's like you're not doing things together. Like when you're around this person, you are not just friends, but you are not more than friends. Mm-hmm. And that's the true Middle Ground Island to me. It's like,
oh my god, yeah,
we can't like whatever, for whatever circumstances or like whatever it is, like we are not in a relationship, but at the same time, like you're not my friend, we're trying to be friends, and like
it's kind of like everyone is aware the door is open, but neither of you are going to walk into the room.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
you just aren't.
Yeah, and like thank God I'm not. And it's weird when it's something like when it's someone like Big, and it's like you have those moments when you're like, oh, we are just friends and this is great. And like, that's the door. The door is, and that's, I think, what she's saying. It's like, the door has shut, but the window is open.
Right. 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 Take me right back there. Take me back to that phrase that I nailed.
You, Bridget.
To the wall.
So, anyway, I feel like
yeah,
you just learned a lot about us.
Yeah, truly. That night, Miranda let her boundaries down with Doug, a cartoonist for The New Yorker. Mm-hmm. They'd been dating for about a month. Miranda didn't know what they were. Here we are, Middle Ground Island of her own. But she knew it felt good.
And
it
then,
was a morning of
so she's brushing her teeth firsts. In the bathroom, and Doug walks in, whips out his dick, and starts peeing.
And pees next to her. This guy looks like a cartoonist for The New Yorker.
He looks like a poor man's Philip Seymour Hoffman. May he
truly, without
the
acting
skills.
May his soul
rest in peace.
Because how could they? Yeah, truly.
That was like a celebrity death, I felt, personally. Mm-hmm. Which I know isn't fair.
I remember that one. I remember where I was, partially because I was with Wes Humphrey.
Wes Humphrey can come for my brother, because no one loves Philip Seymour Hoffman more than my
true.
Brother.
That is true. I understand that.
Love you, Wes.
We do.
Sorry. Yes. So Charlotte and Miranda and Samantha and Carrie, all of our girls, are at an art opening, and Charlotte and Miranda are talking about, like, Miranda's kind of like, what the fuck is that? And Charlotte's like, well, that's your boyfriend. Like,
if he peed
in front of you, he's your boyfriend. And Miranda's like, I don't want a boyfriend that does that.
Yeah, which is a funny example of people's relationship definitions being really different.
Well, just like boundaries.
Yeah.
Mrs. Boundaries has found Mr. No Boundaries, says Carrie to Miranda.
She's so good at these quippies.
And a sassy woman comes over to Charlotte and like asks her opinion.
To Samantha.
Yes, thank
and
you.
And is like, do you like it? About
Samantha looks fire also.
Samantha does. And she's like, it's the artist's favorite. And Samantha says, do you know her? She says, I am her.
And
her name is Maria.
Embarrassed.
And she's like, I have a bone to pick. I came here to buy art and there's nothing left. Look at all these red dots. And Maria says, oh, don't worry. I have many more in my loft if you ever want to come take a look. And Samantha says, I will. And soon, before these get sold out from underneath me as well. So they set up a time for the future and they are being very cute and talking close to each other.
And
then
Samantha's like,
says,
where are all the hot guys? And Maria's like, there are no hot guys, because Maria is a lesbian. And some woman comes over and gives her a kiss and leaves. And
wait,
Maria,
will you look at the screen really fast and see if that's someone from the profile? I don't think it is, but I can't tell.
It's not. Okay. It's she's credited as beautiful woman.
Love that.
And Maria rolls her eyes and is like, ugh, my ex.
She says, so no hot guys. And Samantha says, well, that's good for you, but what's in it for me?
And she laughs and Maria
laughs.
They hit it off. Yeah. And it's very sweet. And then Big brings Carrie to a jazz club. And playing the fat bass is your friend and mine, Music Man, Craig Bierko. I should be Craig Bierko's hype man.
You really should. You have been tonight. Probably more than he's
I
been
bet,
hyped in
I was
going
to say, I bet like this is the most that Craig Bierko has been spoken about in years.
Yep.
No offense, Craig, if you're listening.
I fucking bet he is. This one, you know, I'm always like, he's not. He's not. I'm certain he is.
And Carrie's, like, struggling because she's like, well, I'm here with my ex, and he's, like, sitting next to me, and I'm lusting over this bass player.
Which is a fun problem to have. And he is pretty cute.
And Big, you can already sense his sort of, like, feathers going up, like, uncomfortable.
You can kind of tell.
Yeah.
So then Craig Bielko comes down off of
the
stage.
Excuse me, what? Elaine's... Oh, my fucking God, you guys.
I knew you were going to be mad about this forever.
Bridget and I are having our photo shoot. What did you even keep?
I'm not going to remind you.
I was wearing this like white button down and it sort of looked like Elaine Stritch. And Bridget knew that and she'd said it. But every time she referenced it for the rest of the day, she called her Ellen Stritch.
Nope. Eileen.
Eileen Stritch. Even worse. And Justin and I were just like.
And I said, after I said it the first time and they looked at me, I said, I heard it and I'm going to do it every time now. And I did. You know when that happens? Your brain just fucks it up.
No, I think you're
you think what?
I think you were doing it just to push my buttons. There, I said it.
You think I'm that kind of a person? You've been walking around for a week plus thinking that I would do that to you? I'm offended.
Yes. Anyway, Craig Bierko.
No, I'm 100% dumb and don't remember anything.
Okay, I like that better.
He walks down off the stage
he
and
gives
leaves
her. Well, they're about to,
Carrie.
They're taking a set break and he gives Carrie a note that asks, is that your boyfriend? And she sort of does this like little like shakes her head no.
Well, first she laughs to herself kind of and then she looks into her hair and says no.
And he's like, ooh. Ooh, I'm Craig Beer.
I'm interested. Which I think is a good move of his, but also really just was very specific to serve a point.
So then this really, really uncomfortable scenario happens where Craig Beer walks over and talks.
Because the easier thing to ask is, are you single?
But when she's with someone
right,
who looks
I
like
guess.
Her boyfriend, sure, sure, acts, sure. looks like a duck, acts like a duck. Is it a chicken?
True.
Ay. So basically what happens is Craig Bierko comes over and
he says, I'm Ray King, because of course he
that's
is.
That's his name. And Big offers to buy him a drink. And he's like, no, I own this bar. And I own this other bar, blah, blah, blah. And
then he's like, oh, sorry, you're running low on your drink. And he like gets some drinks over and is kind of throwing his weight around, which Big is kind of used to being the, no pun intended, big man in the room. Yes. And especially in front of Carrie.
And Carrie's like very clearly interested in this guy. And they're talking about where they're living. And eventually he's like, oh, are you going uptown? And Carrie's like, yes, I am going uptown. And Big is like, great, I'll call my car. And Carrie's like, and he's like, oh, no, no, there are a bunch of cabs nearby. And Carrie's like, yeah, there are a bunch of cabs nearby. And Big's like, great, we'll all take a cab. Like a child.
He really is a child.
Well, I did that perfectly in time.
It was pretty well done.
I wasn't even looking at it.
No, you weren't. You were looking at me and I was watching the screen and you really were nailing it.
So now the three of them are in a cab and like Carrie and Ray King are flirting.
She's wearing a little hat now.
Yeah, and Big is just like brooding in the corner.
Too big. He says cabs are bullshit.
Yeah, he hates it. And so and Ray King asks for his number and Carrie's
like. Her number.
Sorry, Ray King asks for her number.
That'd be a fun twist.
What a fun twist. And Big. And Carrie doesn't have a pen, so Big gives her a pen, and it's all just, like, so horribly
weird.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't like to be in Big's position, but I also wouldn't be a fucking toddler about
it. I know this is going to happen to me someday.
Oh, definitely.
I can, like, picture it happening.
Absolutely.
And I just know it's going to be bad when it happens. I hope that it's not, but I think it will be bad. Uh-huh. There will be blood. No, I'm just kidding. I just think there will be tension.
There will be tension.
A much less interesting film by P.T. Anderson.
Yes. So Carrie gets out of the cab, out of the middle, and leaves the two of them in there.
But before that, when she's giving her number, Big is like, these are the last two digits. And Carrie's like, I know. And it's horrible.
Yeah, it's
and
really
so
awful.
So Big gets out of the cab, too, and Carrie gets out. And she's like, what
she
the fuck?
She doesn't think he has. And then the car drives away, and he's standing there. And she's like, what are you doing? And she's like, that's not the point, because he's giving her shit about the guy. And his breath, and she's like, his breath was fine. He's like, are you kidding? It was like he had a bad burger in 75. I mean, he's just being cruel.
Yeah, well, because he's jealous.
Well, yeah, because he's the worst, and he doesn't know how to have any coping mechanisms. It's like a man.
And yes, yes.
Full-grown man.
And Carrie's straight up like, what are we? And he's like, well, what are we? And she's like, well, what are we? And it's this very.
And then he's like, friends who listen to jazz, friends who eat pizza, friends who. And then he wiggles his eyebrows.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
she
yeah.
Says,
and she goes, no, there will be no yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's like, okay, well.
Carrie likes her jazz, man.
And Carrie's
jazz.
Like, good night, dude. And she goes upstairs, and then he like does this very weird, immature, like, I'm going to walk in the middle of the street.
It's so like lashing out for attention. Wanting her to like it's so he's so like being such a dick anyway
and Carrie can't
he sleep. Just he just has a full-blown meltdown
yeah well he's
and the thing is he didn't have to watch any of that he could have left you know he could have
okay
removed himself
yes however put yourself in Big shoes
oh I mean I would not like that at all
like I probably I don't I would like to think that I wouldn't do what Big did but I would definitely think about it
I would make myself inconvenient
to a point I wouldn't leave with them
fuck no put myself in a cab with them you know like you I could get your car you know he did not have to witness all of that
my stomach hurts just thinking about
it I know and at that point I would be as annoyed as Carrie was and at that point I would stop trying to be like nice about it
and later that night Ray King calls her with
and
playing
jazz
fucking jazz playing which
and
I'm
there
just
are
like
instruments everywhere in his apartment.
Ugh, it's I hate him.
He can't turn it off.
I hate
even
this
just,
guy.
Just like talk to her. He's like swaggering around.
And so they're flirting on the phone. It's very sweet. And then Big calls, and
of course,
and she's like, "I'm on the other." She's
says,
like, "I
can
can't
you hang on for a second?
And she's then, like, "I can't talk." And Big's like, "Oh, are you talking to the jazz guy?" And she's like, "I have to go." And Big again like lashes
what, you're
out.
On the other line.
Chris Noth is very handsome.
He calls him pork pie. Tell him he needs mince.
Yeah, he's very mean. And usually
Carrie
when Carrie's
likes
like
a jazz musician.
Usually when Carrie's like, I'm hanging up. There's like usually like two
like
to three more
thing.
Lines of banter. But she does.
Just,
she hangs up
on him.
And then Ray King asks her out
on Saturday. I promise you won't have to listen to me play. He says,
Craig Bierko.
Okay, I'd like that.
Great. She's like, my white knight, not a Lancelot, not an angel with wings, just someone to love me who's not afraid of a few nice things.
Wow.
I love the music band.
This is beautiful. So they have plans, and Carrie's excited, and it's someone different and someone who's super into her, which is really fun.
And then she immediately big calls again, and he's like, starts challenging her on it.
And then he says, what did you like about him? And she says, he knows when to say goodbye, and hangs up on him.
Okay. So now Miranda is faced again
with the guy. So she's like, maybe she is Mrs. Boundary Issues. And then she said,
so she opens the door to pee, leaves it open.
Because as Carrie quips, she couldn't throw the boy out with the toilet water.
So I'm perfectly, like, maybe not with a lover. Peeing, like,
door open, fine with it.
I literally did it before we recorded.
Yeah.
With a lover, not so much. I've gotten there, too, but I feel like peeing for some reason, like, I mean, pooping's another story.
I mean, no, never. I do that in solitude. I need time. I just want to.
I can pretty much poop anywhere at any time.
That's a real skill, too.
Unless I'm in Israel, in which case I don't get to poop for days and days.
So she leaves the door open, and then he like starts talking to her through it and making coffee, and then she closes the door.
Yeah. And so now Samantha is painting with Maria.
They're doing like screen printing, and it's very hands-on and fun, and they look so good, and Maria's boobs are insane, and Samantha looks so good. And in this episode in particular, in things they have her in and people they have her with in the moments, or in next episode too, she looks so tall.
They start flirting, some lady flirting.
So many boobs. Samantha just is, I just want to say this again to you because it just struck me, she's tall.
Yeah.
And in these next few episodes, it just really stands out. They're doing a lot of hand touching. So they have a moment. Biting and
Samantha's sort of like,
is this happening?
Do we need to talk about this? Because this episode, remember, is all about defining a relationship.
Right. And Maria says, do we?
And you can tell she's a very sexual person. And she's like, listen, I've done the girl thing. I've done it mostly on drugs with other men.
Twice.
Quaaludes were involved. And she's like, no matter if it's a man or a woman, I'm not a relationship person. Which, like,
sorry, I have to do it again.
Good on Samantha.
Yeah, she's clear from the beginning.
And she, like, clearly admires something.
And she's like, I would really like to be your friend. Could we be friends? And Maria says, well, it depends. In my language, friends translates to person with a warm heart. And that buys a lot of my art, which is cute. And they're laughing and there's still sexual tension. And Samantha's like, well,
what's Portuguese for working it?
Working it, she says. And they laugh, and she's very cute.
And she throws a towel at her like they're in middle school.
Samantha does. She's very playful around this woman. It's fun. The next day, says Carrie, I found the perfect color on me and something else on Charlotte. Excuse me, but is that a hickey? Which is so funny.
Yeah.
Samantha rushes. They all rush over from the racks and they're like, what? Let me see. Wow, that's so retro. Trey and I made out in the movies. No, that is retro, says Miranda. No, we did right in the middle of the movie. I gave him a blowjob. Charlotte,
have you ever
is
done that in a movie theater?
No.
Me neither.
God, no.
Lily, I was talking to Lily about this earlier. Me either. Where Lily was like, I'm paying to be there, so I'm going to get my money. Like, that's such a funny thing to say about it.
Charlotte's like feeling like she had a sick relationship.
So Trey and Charlotte are in a cab. A very like...
It's a cab. It's a New York cab.
And Trey's like trying to fuck her in this cab.
And he's like, should we go to a movie? And she's like, no, we're 5 blocks from your place. Just wait and we'll get in our old bed and we'll really make love like man and wife. Because, of course, Charlotte, there she is. And then she pushes him off. And she's like, why? Why can't we wait? It's 5 stupid blocks. What's wrong with us, Trey?
And she's like, if you're scared that if we go back to our own bed that you're going to have the same penis issues. And
he's like, let's not discuss this in front of the driver.
And she's like, but we were about to fuck in front of the
Which
driver.
Which is an excellent point.
And she storms out of the cab.
And runs over to the sidewalk and walks back like the boss ass
Charlotte
lady she
slammed
is.
The door on her and Trey. For you, Bridget.
Hey, thank you.
Another
closing
door closing.
Those doors. We love to close doors. Slam all the doors all over town.
I wish I had a tambourine.
Oh, I love this dance you're doing, though, with the Tambi dance. Amber Tamblin. Woo! Train of thought. Didn't
Amber
stop.
Tamblin.
Just kept talking. Here we go. Thank you.
So Mm-hmm. So Trey calls and is like, we can have sex in my bed, but then we also maybe have sex in a taxi. And Charlotte's like, my angel. I swear to God.
The bar is She's so like, low,
a
guys.
Window opened. Okay. And then, the worst possible thing happens. Miranda is making her coffee, having some cereal, and from the distance you just hear farty poopy noises.
And the door's wide open.
The door's open,
and he's reading the newspaper on the floor weirdly.
Because he's pooping. And it's just like, and she's like, well, she opened the door to pee, and it's like, this is just like.
And then Fatty runs out of the bathroom.
It's just like the gross.
Sorry.
The grossest. Fatty the cat, just if you don't.
Oh, sorry. Yes. She storms down the hall and slams the bathroom door. Definitely worth dumping someone over. No pun intended.
Yeah, they're very, they love their puns.
That's the thing about New York. Everyone's always going. Tonight, it was to the opening of Tao.
And so Carrie arrives with Ray King. And who
is
there?
On their first date. Surprise, fucking surprise. It's Big.
Elvis just said his name.
That's a weird impulse. Is it like Nick or something?
No.
Is it a common name?
Bridget, don't play this game.
And he's there with a, like, model baby. And Carrie's honestly kind of unfazed by it because, of course, she is because she sees the game.
Because this has been happening since season one, episode two, Models and Mortals.
That's right. And she's learned about the girls. And she's also there with someone who really wants to be with her.
And Samantha, she's knows. Like, thank fucking God you're here. Let's go.
And she says, I got the last table.
And the model goes with them because she's a fucking idiot.
Yeah. She is. But she also knows good people when she sees them and doesn't realize she's not
But now
to.
Big is at this table.
Which is so annoying.
Samantha, Maria, it's my lesbian friend. And Big and Carrie are like having a minute.
And the other thing too is that Charlotte knows Maria because Charlotte
Carrie.
Works with her
oh, Charlotte.
At the gallery.
But Charlotte's not there.
No, I know. It's just Maria has another tie into them.
And Big is trying to like rub his supermodel in Carrie's face, and she's
so
just, like,
Carrie's
not
just
having
like,
it.
But she is downing wine, and Big's pouring
but it's
more
like,
for her.
And Craig Bierko is uncomfortable, and you can see Samantha, and so he excuses himself.
And Samantha's like, okay, shit's got to change. And Big goes, ba-da-ba, after he gets up from the
ba-da-ba.
Table, like, yeah.
Probably. You guys, fun fact about my dad. He
can't wait.
Is an excellent scatter. And by excellent, I mean horrible scatter.
Yes.
But watching him scat is honestly like top five things that will make me laugh the hardest. Because it always ends with a really,
for me?
I do it somewhere. Fuck a yeah. very emphatic,
yeah, hell yeah.
I'm going to text him right now and see if he can send me a video of him scatting.
Fuck yeah.
Captain. In real time.
Hell yeah.
Okay. So Carrie goes and runs to see Craig Bierko at the bar.
And she escapes, thank
Just
goodness.
So everyone, if for confusion's sake, Craig Bierko is Ray King. So
the music,
those
jazz
names
musician.
Interchangeably.
Yeah, that's
I'm sorry.
Just, we just are doing that. Also Music Man, the same person. And then he's gotten some food and he's feeding her with chopsticks and it's cute. And she says, meat crabalicious. How'd you get this? He says, turns out the chef worked at one of my clubs. Because again, this guy's pretty well connected and, he says, I got the in on the noodles.
Oh, so because he got some.
Yeah. I'm going to camp out here for a while if it's okay by me.
That and table is bad.
So they're in agreement.
And then they still haven't gotten their food at the table.
And Big's like, to his model, he's like, good fucking thing we weren't hungry. And then his model just gets up and leaves.
She says she's going to go to their bathroom.
I know. I just love it.
Oh, my God. He's calling me.
Oh, no.
Let's see. Hi, Dad. You're live on Splat.
Are you kidding?
Can you just say hi to the fans? Come on.
Hello, fans of Splat.
Perfect.
Thank you,
that
Dad.
Was amazing.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Well, he tried.
Stage fright. We caught him by surprise.
So Samantha confronts Mr. Big and says, you and Carrie are just friends now, right?
You're available.
Interesting.
And he says, yes, ma'am. He's also looks haggard and drunk, honestly. And she says, so if you're just friends, what exactly do you think you're doing?
Fucking Samantha.
God damn.
What a queen.
Because that girl comes off like she's all strong and over it, but she's fragile and she's my best friend. So I suggest you back off.
And she's probably, this is exactly what I was saying to Bridget the other day where I was like, it is worse. When someone says something through a smile.
Yes, you fucking did.
Calmly,
I thought about this.
And it's like, hey.
Especially when you're not expecting it, when they approach you warmly, genuinely.
Yeah. Like, how are you doing? Do you know that you are one of the most disgusting people I have ever met in my entire life? And that all
Ooh, I am sure. Yeah. Oh, there were so many good eyebrow things.
Oh, and the eyebrow smiling, is the so. Eyebrow is the best part.
I can't wait.
Yeah, it's gonna be bad.
Not for me. Not for you.
Ooh, look at this red bathroom towel.
Gorgeous. And gorgeous.
It sort of looks like Samantha doesn't have feet.
It does.
And so Maria follows her to the bathroom. Because she's in red shoes.
It does like a green
And Samantha's
effect.
Kind of shook by like that Maria she just being did that. There. No. She's just like sort of knocked the wind out of her.
Yeah. That she did that with Big. Right. And she's like, we can get another table. And Maria says, oh, I lied.
I can't just be your friend.
Because seeing Samantha do that, she's like, you're so dope and beautiful. That's what I assume is going to happen. I just realized I haven't seen this yet. You were magnificent. Yeah,
very
exactly.
good. I mean, in less 2018 terms.
Yeah. How do you say that? You kick ass, which I love.
It's just like, yes, I think nothing is sexier than like seeing someone be an extraordinary person.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Like
yes.
a good friend, a yes. good whatever.
Yes. And Maria, to her credit, too, is like, you don't like relationships. I see where this is going, but that's not what I want. And I think you have to go back there. And I think I have to go over here. And I think we've got to call it. And she says, and you're really something, which is just like, whoo, what a hard thing to do. But
and
what a good thing
leaves,
to do.
And it leaves Samantha.
Samantha decided to let down her boundaries.
It takes a woman, a final woman.
And open herself up to the possibility of a relationship.
With a woman.
With a woman.
And she puts her hands on her back. And she
Maria kind of turns
around
and is like, I don't know. She's
and
like a little reluctant.
She kisses her on the face.
And then they make out. And then in a different bathroom, Carrie walks in to find the
model doing coke.
Of course. In a very 2017 dress.
And
I literally...
Like, it's 2018.
Sorry, you're right. But I bought a dress like that in 2017, which is why I thought that.
This
I have
one?
A dress that looks a lot like that. The model one.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, come in. You want coke? And Carrie's like, no.
I'm probably okay. She's wearing another
corsety
thing.
I'd probably do the coke.
Well, that's good. I like that you know that yourself, you know?
Oh, and she was like, he talks about you.
Big talks about you before Carrie walks away. She's like,
did you guys used to date or something?
Carrie says something like that.
And then she leaves. Oh, no.
The bathroom. Although the model's like wiping her nose and, you know, doing coke things.
And then she's like, I gotta go.
Cheery.
She's like, okay.
Bye. Waves. And then Carrie.
She's wearing a sweater.
Like a petticoat.
Is she limping?
Ooh, no, just doing her funny, slow heels walk.
She's like, I left silent.
Why
in the bathroom? And apparently the 80s are back in reference to her doing coke.
Big says, listen, we're going to go. And Carrie says, okay, well, Ray and I were going to go first.
And the model comes out and she grabs her coat from Big and they
Big
leave.
Big says, see you later. And he's very subdued and he's very serious. And Carrie's kind of like, what changed?
You know what I love about this city, says Carrie. What, Carrie? Everything can sound... Oh, that's fucking the music, man.
Like a jazz riff.
Ugh, blah, I hate this guy. Mm-hmm. I hate this guy. This reminds me of the guy.
And then he scats.
Scatting. The guy that like carries a guitar around to play at all times. I hate that guy.
Anyway, here's Wonderwall. That guy. Really, because I am more of a... Like a...
Is she going to scat now? Okay, I had stopped that.
Yeah, then she scats.
And then she scats.
I'm so sorry. That was awful.
I guess
delete
though,
it.
When you like someone, when you really like someone, you scat.
And he's like, you don't really know jazz, do you? And she's like, hey, I just scatted on my first date, man. Give me some
There's
credit.
A lot of like, come on, baby. Yeah man, going on through this
Very
episode.
Jazzy.
It's like, is this an episode about jazz or is it an episode about La La Land?
Yeah.
Because it's a bunch of white people talking about jazz.
That's precisely. And then they scat some more before he kisses her, which I would just turn around and walk away, I think.
Really?
No, I mean
no,
just...
No, you like him.
First date?
Carrie likes him.
Well, that's true. Carrie does like
him. You kiss
him.
On the first date.
No. If someone scatted into my mouth, basically,
oh,
I would be like...
Oh, I missed that.
Goodbye.
Oh, I don't like it. Just looking at them kissing
made
me turn away.
With every second of our kiss, it was becoming clearer. I really liked this guy.
Wow.
So maybe that's it. She says,
what ultimately defines a relationship
is another relationship. I don't know.
I don't think that's a good idea.
I think there's something to be said for using your experiences to, like, gauge new experiences once you have some distance and understanding, because that's how we move through life. But so, to judge a relationship off of a different one,
I think,
is
what she's
a
doing
fallacy.
Okay, but turn it inside out.
Uh-huh.
I think what she's saying is defining her and Big's relationship is this relationship with the music man.
That makes more sense.
I think if you think about it, and like
it's like a rectangle. A square is a rectangle, but a rectangle is not always a square.
Like, I think that if it were flipped and it were the relationship with the jazz musician was defined by the relationship with Big, then because that would be an issue, and that's sort of the problem we found with Aiden.
If she was, right.
But I think the other way sort of makes sense.
Yes, that's so, you're right. That was like exactly what I had trouble with about him, was that it felt like he was just written to be just the counter.
Aiden?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Who'd you resonate
with? Wait, is it next episode?
What?
When Aiden comes back?
No.
Oh, then it's the next one.
Oh, whoa. Good to know.
Who did I resonate with?
Yeah.
Carrie.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hate myself.
I did too, very strongly.
Yeah.
And the whole conversation she has with her friends at the diner and her feeling just like a little bit defensive, mm-hmm. and them being like, do you want to eventually, you know, maybe do that thing? And she
and it's like hard because you don't necessarily want to say yes.
No, definitely not. Especially when you know how your friends will react.
I've been there. And it's like, I'm not sort of like, honestly, if I'm being honest, did you hear him? Mm-hmm. I'm being honest. Mm-hmm. If I were presented mm-hmm. with this situation, I like can't say that I wouldn't say yes.
Yeah, well, exactly. That's the thing.
There are other times
don't trust
where I'm
myself.
Like,
definitely not.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Cut to.
Exactly.
Ploppability?
Lots of it is.
Yeah. Pretty much all of it,
I would say. Nothing stood out to me.
Nothing was like super like.
So far, they've handled the Samantha thing with tact.
Yeah. I think Samantha's the only character they could do it with.
Will they do it very momentarily with? Is there a.
No.
No?
Who? Charlotte pretends to
That's
hang
what
out.
I was
going to like,
say.
Charlotte, it's not a good.
It's a bad one. Yeah, yeah.
But I think like in terms of.
Actually doing this? Yes, with Samantha. I agree. Well, I like it. It already gives her so much more depth. Because the whole point of their relationship is that it has more depth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very exciting. Mm-hmm. Do you have Delta ups, Delta downs for the week?
My. Delta down is, I'm just tired, but
I've been like sleeping anytime, and you know I stress fall asleep, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and I've been doing that where I'll like be overwhelmed by something, and instead of like dealing with it, I'll just sleep for three mm-hmm. hours. I'm sure that's like what someone would call depression.
Hey,
but I think I'm not depressed, so I'll talk to Liz about
old
it on Wednesday.
Old habits die hard, you know. Yes. And I don't know, I'm kind of grumpy, but my Delta up is, it's supposed to be like 80 degrees for the next 3 days, and I'm going to fucking therapy on Thursday.
Woo!
Which is
in.
Something I should have done literally like 9 years ago, and finally am. I have had so many hangups about it. As much as I'm like very pro-therapy, the hangups from like childhood and, oh man, it's exhausting to like catch someone up on your life, all these things. And I know many people in my own life who are also looking for them right now. And I just want to say, if you have them, fuck yeah. If you're looking for one, fuck yeah. If you don't, maybe consider it.
Yeah. It's like, we're not living in 1940. It's not as stigmatic
to
have a therapist.
Talk to
Sometimes it's nice to just be able to just talk for 45 minutes
to someone who can help you think about,
or just hear yourself talk and have literally most of my therapy is me talking, and Liz will be like,
yeah, that's gonna be me.
She'll like insert, she'll like guide me. But I will like jump from things to things, and it takes my, I love my therapist because I'm always like, do you understand where I got to and how I got to there? And she's like, yes, let's like hone in on this one thing for like
nice
10 minutes. And I'm like,
that's skill.
Yeah, she's good at her job.
Love that. Love that. That's why I'm going to rework my budget to afford this.
Yeah, baby.
We're going to see a show on Thursday. Mm-hmm. Still excited about Harry Potter. Just good things, you know.
That's in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
From Wednesday?
From Wednesday, yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. Wait, really? Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Wow.
What are your Delta's ups, downs?
My Delta ups is that I'm very, like, busy and doing a lot of things that I love.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I am just, like, doing the thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, for, like, very – I'm just, like, excited about a lot of things. And I'm like, I feel like I'm doing a good job at sort of, like, distancing myself and not putting all my eggs in one basket, just in general. And – my Delta down is that I'm just, like, I think I'm recalibrating what it's like to, like, be busy. I feel like I'm doing a lot of things right now, and I have to, like, figure out how to organize myself.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm forgetting things or I'm, like, losing things and I'm just, like, misplaced.
Once I start
I'm just,
feeling
like, a little
way.
Absent-minded right now, and I don't like feeling that way.
Yeah.
So I need to, like, but I don't have the time to, like, take a day to, like, recenter. So I'm trying to, like, I think after tomorrow
–
Wednesday is like my day off. I have to teach a class, but it's like in the second part of the day, and I have therapy literally right before.
Oh, nice.
So, I think I'll be able to like take the morning to like chill.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah.
You need a little time. Whenever I start feeling like that too, then I become more just scattered and I just make it worse. And like,
And then other than that, yeah. Is that it?
Yeah.
Bridget.
Uh-huh.
How could I find you on social media?
Well, if you really, really want to.
Mm-hmm. I do.
You could find me.
Oh, my God. What if I did yours and you did mine?
Oh, let's do it. Okay. Hey, Brooke.
Yes.
If I wanted to find me on social media, where could I find me?
You could find you.
Uh-huh.
I could find you. One could find you on Twitter at Mrs. Burt Macklin.
Fuck yeah.
And on Instagram at BridgetM37.
Hell to the yes.
Bridget, if I wanted to find me on social media, how would I find me?
Well, me or you or anyone could find you on Twitter at Brooke_Weissman.
Mm-hmm.
Important. Note that underscore. It just underscores how cool she is.
Okay.
And then you can find her on Instagram at Brooke Weissman. No underscore. And Brooke, what'll happen if you put the underscore?
We will put a straw into the center of your neck and suck out all of your blood and then reinsert it into your ear holes.
Oh, we're back at ear holes. That's a wrap, folks. Bring it around town.
If you can find us on Twitter, Instagram, email at splatpodcast.
The email one is at gmail.com. You probably could have put, you know, guest.
Yeah.
Welcome. Hey.
Here's one. Shout out to – I felt really oppressed by Google. I was in the subway station, and it was like, Google can do this, and Google made me do that, and Google did this. And I was like, fuck you, Google. Back off.
Oh, funny story. I texted you about this, but last week when you talked about SweetBitter and how you don't like to read it on the train because people – because there are all the ads everywhere. So I listened to that when we were editing it, and then the next day I was listening to the show. And
this show, our podcast,
that episode, and it started, and it was an ad for SweetBitter, and I was like, oh my god, because people won't know when they hear it at the beginning. But anyway, it made me laugh. And then I walked into Times Square with my mom the other day, and
a way to kill a story. And then I walked into Times Square with my mom
the other day. Oh, that was my other Delta. My mom was here, and I had a friend here this weekend. But my mom and I saw beautiful Carole King, which was amazing. And
I got to eat a burrito and go home.
Wait, but I was going to say, I walked into Times Square with my mom and the S shuttle was literally entirely SweetBitter. The whole thing.
They are not being shy.
No,
they're advertising.
Made me laugh a lot. And we're out.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.